Social media and the publishing power of the internet have given politicians and would-be politicians the ability to get their message out like never before. Miss a new TV ad for candidate X? Don't worry, the campaign will tweet a link or post it on Facebook. Joshua Benton says the campaigns just wish it were more of a one-way street.
At the same time, it's also created a whole host of new outlets that are not always going to be as nice to politicians as they feel that some traditional reporters might be.
Benton is with the Nieman Journalism Lab at Harvard. The lab studies the evolution of traditional journalism in the internet age. He says for every campaign message tweeted, there's often a quick blog post by a journalist dissecting the message. Not exactly what a politician wants.
They want to be able to take advantage of these new forms and these new media on one end, but they want to be able to control their use on the other. So it's a tug of war. We're in this new environment where there are 1,000 different outlets, 1,000,000 different outlets, an infinite number of outlets, and it's just not going to be possible to regulate them.
The immediacy of it is one of the biggest rewards and problems for campaigns. Homero Gil de Zuniga directs the Center for Journalism and Communication Research at the UT Austin College of Communication. He says campaigns have to respond much faster than they used to, like when they had hours to plan for a story coming out in the morning newspaper.
They do not have that much time as they probably could have earlier, at an earlier time, where they could react and, you know, get together with the communication crew and get a strategy how they're going to react to things for the next day.
These successful campaigns have adapted to the faster clock and the new way information is reported. Take a blog post or a regular story post on the web. Damage control on a story can be done through Twitter or a rebuttal blog post within minutes of a story being published. Dallas Morning News senior political reporter Wayne Slater.
It's an opportunity not only to communicate with the journalists other than on the phone, saying you did a lousy job, but also to communicate in different ways to readers. By offering up a different opinion, in this case, the candidate's own opinion.
Those reader comments at the bottom of a story can take on a life of their own, with supporters and detractors waging verbal war over the merits of a story or candidate position. Slater says he's even run across some reader comments that are well-researched and reasoned.
Those comments, in some cases, come from the campaigns themselves with these fake names. So the campaigns have figured out all these new ways of critiquing and moving a storyline.
Slater says there is one downside of the often informal reporting style of blogs and tweets, and that's journalists starting to stray from observation to give too much opinion, just like non-journalists do on their own blogs. Reporting on the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.